Hey, thanks for checking out this episode of Automotive Repair News Today. If you're a shop owner who's constantly holding on to those uncashed checks to yourself to keep the shop running, or maybe you're struggling with productivity issues with technicians and aren't sure what to do, well, I've got some good news. Reach out to Chris Cotton at AutoFix Auto Shop Coaching and book a free strategy session today. You'll learn from the best and get one-on-one customized attention from either Chris or one of his incredible coaches. And I want to stress, it's one-on-one. This is not cut-and-paste tactics they give to each shop owner. They hear from you and work to detail personalized advice on how to grow. Many of their clients have found themselves calling their coach a friend, and you could too. Book your free strategy session today and mention you heard about them on the Automotive Repair News Today podcast. Visit the link in the description. Thanks for listening to this episode of Automotive Repair News Today. I'm Braxton Critcher. Nearly half of automotive techs want to quit their job. A recent study by Wrenchway revealed that modern automotive technicians face significant stress due to the complexity of vehicles they work on. Despite the convenience of code scanners, half of the surveyed technicians express a desire to leave the industry. Stress over pay emerges as the primary concern, followed by physical and mental demands, tool costs, poor management, lack of respect, and benefits. While a little less than 50% of auto technicians consider quitting, the figure is slightly lower at 45% among diesel technicians, with both groups citing pay-related stress as the main issue. Jay Gonian, president and co-founder of Wrenchway, says it's more than just pay, though. It's pay and labor demands.
You can get paid equally or higher for less effort. If they're not compensated accordingly, if they're not treated like a true professional in their workplace, it's just flat out easier to go somewhere else and do something else that you'll get paid better for, maybe get better benefits for.
The value of electric vehicles is dropping. According to the latest Lang Aftermarket I report, the value is decreasing due to their quick depreciation. During the first quarter of 2024, EVs in the U.S. experienced a nearly 30% decline in value compared to last year, which was approximately 10 times the rate of depreciation seen in internal combustion engines, or ICE. Indications are suggesting that this rapid depreciation trend in EVs may persist for an extended period. One of the main reasons for this, also according to the report, is, quote, as electric vehicles age, they experience technology depreciation due to their outdated and inferior technology, reflected in aspects such as range and charging capacity, in comparison to newer models. It was reported recently that Velo acquired Shopware. Velo is a software and financial solutions leader in the automotive industry, and Shopware is a shop management software. Shopware owners using Shopware around the country have expressed concern over this change, expecting adjustments to the program they were using for their shop. Lisa Coyle, Executive Vice President of Aftermarket Sales for Velo and co-founder of 360 Payments, gave reassuring comments after this news.
I'll tell you for sure that a lot of people do not know that 360 has been a part of Velo since August of 2019. So we became part of the Velo family, and we did not disrupt anything with the customers. Velo is adamant about that we keep things running as similar as we could.
And then Carolyn Cocolat, founder of Shopware, strongly stated her excitement sharing this should not be perceived as an acquisition, but a partnership.
This is not something that customers should be concerned about. If anything, this is something that customers should be excited about. Things are not going to change. The company is going to be stronger, and we're excited to be able to continue to deliver the value that we have historically going forward.
A proposed Missouri bill would require shops to verify vehicle registration before repairs. The bill, HB 1507, mandates that before conducting repairs or maintenance on a motor vehicle, the individual or business must confirm the vehicle's registration is current. The bill also specifies that if the registration is not up to date, the repairs or maintenance cannot proceed. Failure to verify the registration status may lead to fines up to $300 per violation. However, this requirement does not apply when the vehicle is being repaired to meet motor vehicle safety inspection standards under Chapter 307. The Automotive Aftermarket Charitable Foundation, AACF, has launched its 65th anniversary fundraising drive. From April 1st to July 1st, 2024, the initiative aims to collect $65,000 through 1,000 baseline donations of $65 each. As a 501c3 nonprofit organization, AACF supports individuals and families within the automotive aftermarket industry during challenging times by offering financial assistance in instances of sudden illness, death, natural disasters, and other hardships. I'm Braxton Critcher, and thanks again for listening to Automotive Repair News Today. Please help us grow our reach. We want to help those in the industry stay informed of what's happening. So do your part by subscribing to the show and give us a 5-star review. Also, if you know of news that should be in the show, submit a news story to me. Email Braxton at automotiverepairnews.com. That's Braxton at automotiverepairnews.com. Also, want more content? Maybe even additional content that's not included on the show? Follow Automotive Repair News Today on Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, Twitter, and YouTube. Thanks again for listening to this edition of Automotive Repair News Today.